I mean, Governor, can government take care of us?
No. Well, they can if they lock us up. That's what people remember what Benjamin Franklin said. Those that will give up their liberty for security shall have and deserve neither. The only way government can protect you in this life is to imprison you. Take away your freedoms and put us under martial law. Now, and you, I know you said my quote at the beginning. I personally love my freedoms too much, and I'll put up with the fact that, yes, you know, bad things happen and horrible things. I don't wish them on anyone. I wish we could live in a world that bad things didn't happen. But unfortunately, they do. But I still will not give up my freedom to somehow. It's like the cartoon I saw where it's the mother and the father and the two children sitting at the dinner table, and they're all exclaiming at the same time, "Boy, I feel safe now." And then you look at the cartoon, and they're all inside a barred cell.
Well, that's a quote from...
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Hi, Dale. This is Rob.
Oh, I forgot Dale's not on the air tonight. Hi, everybody. This is Rob. I'm flying solo tonight. Dale is taking a couple of weeks off because it's the summertime, and Ed twisted my arm, jumped on my head, and made me do this because I do all the background moderating and the typing for LouisvillePolitics.com, and I have all these great and wonderful ideas, and Ed likes to jump up and say, "Well, if you got these ideas, you might as well say something." We got a lot of things happening in the area tonight. I thought I would take my Thursday night truth session for Dale. And let's talk about a lot of things. Let's talk about Paula Deen. Let's talk about Aaron Hernandez. Let's talk about our bridges finally getting started. He got stuck in traffic this morning. I in my entire 47 years on this planet, I never thought that I would see the bridges built and they're actually being constructed. But, of course, I'm not going to believe that until they actually get some pilings in the water. But the traffic problems have commenced. And I'm of the firm opinion that had the Sherman-Minton Bridge not gone out of commission about 18 months ago, we would not be looking at any bridge construction right now. But... First thing I would like to discuss tonight, and it's a couple of things. I'd like to talk about the Snowden incident with the NSA. I'd like to talk about the IRS. I'd like to talk about 175,000 pages worth of federal regulations that the feds can dig through to pick on these people and convict them with. Here with Snowden, you have a gentleman who's a mid-level analyst for the No Such Agency that never even acknowledged it existed until Bill Clinton made them. So he releases some documents, you know, that may or may not hurt anyone. We don't know what he really has. He basically released what you call a welcome packet or a marketing kit that was distributed to all new analysts when they joined No Such Agency. That's what we've seen so far. Well, the guy goes and releases it, so the feds indict him. They have him charged. They have extradition, and now we're kicking and screaming with Russia trying to get him back. But the federal bureaucracy is using all 175,000 pages of the U.S. code to get him. However, here we have the IRS that blatantly and clearly violated the intent of the agency and used its awesome fearfulness, because the IRS can bankrupt you. They can bankrupt a company, and you cannot even be convicted for one little thing. They can destroy your business. They can destroy your life. There hasn't been one single move yet to do anything with them. So we have a lot of things to talk about. We're looking, wow, we do have some users in the chat room. Ed has reminded me that in order for folks to call in with their questions or comments, to call in to 858-683-1326. You can jump in the queue. It looks like it's getting, well, a few calls in the queue. I don't recognize any of these people. They must be bill collectors. Well, I'm sorry, hold on. My apologies, the button didn't move. Here we go.
Thank you.
This is Robin. We're back with Thursday Night Truth, or TNT. As you notice, I'm not Dale Gillespie. He's taking a summer vacation, just like all the teachers and politicians and everybody else. They're going to take about a six-week paid vacation, and so you're stuck with me for a while. However, and besides, it's back to the local news anyway. Covering the local news, let's see. Like I said before, the East End Bridge Tunnel is now under construction. It started this morning. Apparently, a bunch of commuters didn't read all the signs that had been posted for the last 6 months and are now complaining about the traffic. Well, considering the bridges project won't be completed for 15 to 20 years, depending on funding, I guess the folks in Prospect are going to be complaining a lot for the next 5 or 6 years until they get the tunnel construction. Today's the NBA draft, and all the Kentucky Wildcat fans are eagerly waiting for Nerlens Noel to come up number one and see how much money he's going to make as a big NBA player. According to ESPN, some of the analysts don't think he's going to go because he's too skinny. As high as he has been projected because he's too skinny and just can't put on weight. let's see what else we have in the local news. Paula Deen's been fired by Target, Home Depot, and just about everybody else, even though she was offered her own station on some unknown little tiny cable channel that we don't even have around here, so who cares about that? Ed bawled about Paula Deen all week. I saw her crying, and to be perfectly honest, every time I hear Paula Deen on the news, I hit the mute button. It looks like Kentucky inmate may be getting, Robert Woodall may be getting his death penalty sentence reinstated by the Supreme Court. It was for a 1997 murder. It always amazes me how long it takes us to execute those folks. sometimes it'd just be cheaper to keep them in jail for the rest of their life without possibility of parole, but that's just me. The State Fair Board says that they're still going to be operating the state fair at a $3.5 million deficit, but hey, it's an improvement over last year. Well, if you'd make the state fair a better product, then more people would show up. According to Page One Kentucky, Kentucky is just filled with gay panic that is a result of the DOMA decision by the Supreme Court, and to be perfectly honest, it's about time. DOMA was unconstitutional and not even worth discussing. I can't even believe it passed in the first place. It looks like the LMPD Airport Drug Interdiction Unit arrested two men with 25 pounds of marijuana at our local airport. Way to go. And on the George Zimmerman front, the lead witness today admitted that she didn't write the letter that was sent under her name. That's another one I turned the channel off. I'm so tired of hearing Zimmerman. I'm so tired of hearing that, the race baiting. You know, they jumped all over it when they heard he had this white sounding Zimmerman name, and then come to find out he's a Hispanic male, and now they're still trying to make a story out of it. But, you know, think how bad it would be if he was not a Hispanic white male. We got Ed Hart in Kentucky Kingdom. Great news for all of us who loved Hurricane Bay. That's going to be back in May. Ed Hart finally got the Kentucky State General Assembly to cough up some money, and we're going to have an amusement park here in the city. It looks like more Aaron Hernandez news. Who cares about that? Let's talk about the blasting that's going on the East End because of our great and wonderful bridge project. Like I said this morning, there were huge traffic delays, and people were screaming and mad. But, you know, it's all in the sake of progress. Now, moving on. Now, one thing Ed asked me to do for the show is hit the cough button whenever I cough. For those who know me personally, I'm a huge history buff, and I will read just about anything as long as it's local history. And when I saw this book on the shelves, I went absolutely nuts last summer. And it's called The Cornbread Mafia. It's written by James Higdon, and it's the story about one of the largest marijuana syndicates in American history, based here out of Kentucky. It included over 70 different people. And hold on here, let me find the exact name, because I don't want to be, because as I have found, people get really upset when you talk about the Cornbread Mafia and you don't get Johnny Boone right. Johnny Boone is still out there at large someplace. God love him. He's facing life in prison under the federal three strikes laws. He's had an America's Most Wanted segment after him. He has two Facebook fan pages with 2,500 individuals each. And somebody even wrote a song about him that hit the top 40. But the Cornbread Mafia gets its name from the code word that the syndicate used to refer to marijuana. They referred to marijuana as cornbread. And they grew the weed on 29 farms in 10 states, including Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas, not counting Kentucky. And it was considered by the Federal the Drug Enforcement Administration to be the largest domestic domestic marijuana syndicate in American history. By 1991, they had arrested more than 100 members of the Cornbread Mafia, mostly from the Lebanon, Kentucky area. hold on. One second. Now, one thing about the Cornbread Mafia is it's kind of funny, because in my mind, and I'm a history buff and a history nut, for years I knew about the Cornbread Mafia. Everybody knew about the Cornbread Mafia, because my family owned property in around Lebanon, Kentucky area. We always heard, you know, that was when you went out hunting. If you walked into a marijuana field, you were to turn immediately about, say nothing to nobody, and go back to your deer stand. That was just it. Heard about the Cornbread Mafia my whole life growing up. You didn't talk about it. Nobody admitted it. It was just the biggest non-secret in Marion County in the Lebanon area. You just didn't talk about it. Well, I kept hearing about, have you read the Cornbread Mafia, about a year or so ago. And to be perfectly honest, I had read The Bluegrass Conspiracy back in the early 90s, and that's another book I highly recommend if you want to know how politics and illegal activity. The Bluegrass Conspiracy is about cocaine and militias in Kentucky in the late 70s and early 90s, and how the horse racing industry was floated on cocaine. That book's out of print, and it's hard to get a copy of now, but they're still available on Amazon, and I highly recommend it. Bluegrass Conspiracy will, you'll hear some names and you'll go, holy crap. I know that person. I went to high school with their grandson. It's that kind of book. Well, Cornbread Mafia falls into the same category. You hear the names, and if you're from the Louisville area, especially when they talk about the big GE scam, you go, wow, I did not know that's where that family made all their money, or I did not know that's where that attorney became prominent, or you'd be pretty amazed. But the Cornbread Mafia is a great book. You can get it over at Amazon. Hold on, I'll give you the price. Over on Amazon, the hardcover will cost you $19.29. You can get it for the Kindle at $9.20. And you can can walk into any Books a Million or Barnes and Nobles and pick it up off the shelf. They have big stacks of them because it's the most popular book in Kentucky right now. As a matter of fact, when I bought my copy, there was a gentleman in there buying 5 copies for his family because he was related to one of the Boones, and he was going to get some autographs and because friends of his were mentioned in the book. So that's the kind of book it is. As far as the Bluegrass Conspiracy, let me look that one up for you. Now, like I said, that one's out of print, but older trade copies are available for $13.46 on Amazon. They're in stock. It says they only have 26 left, but I highly recommend the Bluegrass Conspiracy. It's written by Sally Denton. Most of the major players in the book have already passed away, but it's a great read. Her primary source is the state trooper who actually did the wiretaps that that involved bringing down the bunch. And if you've seen the last season of the TV show Justified, it's a ripoff of the Bluegrass Conspiracy. So take a look at those two books. They're great. Leave a comment. I've done a book review on Cornbread Mafia. It's over at LouisvillePolitics.com. And, you know, let us know what you think. Let us know if you know anybody. Let's get your feedback. Like I said, this show is sponsored by LouisvillePolitics.com. We, hold on here. Doing 8 things at one time. You have to forgive me. This is my first time flying solo. I'm looking for the next bit that's supposed to be played, but swing by LouisvillePolitics.com. There's a lot of good stuff there. We try to put some things up there. We try to keep everything, I hate to steal a phrase, fair and balanced. We accept articles from anybody. You know, Ed writes quite a bit. He posts the show there. We've accepted some articles from other people. We can constantly ask college and young professionals to write articles that, you know, bring, you know, some of the political issues to the front. That's one thing that Louisville seriously lacks right now is a centrist-based platform where folks can go and they can find out about who they're supposed to be voting for. You know, it's just, unfortunately, in this town, depending on the neighborhood you live in, you're either a D or an R. Independents and third parties don't have a chance. The Ds, it was like the election they talked about the other day. The person got half the vote just because he had a D beside his name, whereas everybody else had to spend upwards of $500,000 just to lose the election, just to get some name recognition going. That's the problem, you know, and it goes back historically. I remember reading a book a few years ago. It was from the 1850s. It was a history of Louisville from 1776 to 1852, and the introduction, the prologue to the book, the author talked about the laissez-faire, oh well, attitude of Louisvillians even back then. And that's something we've apparently managed to hang on to, and I don't know why that is. There should be a lot more division in this town. There should be a lot more political discussion. If we could talk politics, if we could talk the issues at hand, what's going on within our city, where the money's really going, who's getting prosecuted for what and why, if we could have more open discussions like that, if we could argue with the ferocity that UK and U of L fans argue about football and basketball, I think we'd have a better town as a result. You know, we wouldn't have I-65 cutting through the heart of our city. We wouldn't have 64 cutting us off from the river. We wouldn't have vacant 20-story condominiums out in the middle of nowhere, you know, sucking down taxpayer dollars. We wouldn't have 6 building fronts downtown that just because somebody visited them 200 years ago and the rest of the buildings have collapsed, that we have to pay millions of dollars to reinforce so they don't fall down while we try to convince somebody to build their building behind these two these six building fronts. That never made any sense to me. But that's part of historical preservation and whatnot. That's what we have in Louisville. That's the issue. That's where we stand. What do you think? Like I said, guests can call in at 858-683-1326. And according to the chat room here, some people are talking about, yeah, they are great books. The Cornbread Mafia and the Bluegrass Conspiracy. I highly recommend them. These two books should be senior high school level reading for what goes on in this state. Because you find out, I mean, Cornbread Mafia goes back in time to when the first Catholic priest crossed across. You know, what book about Kentucky, only in Kentucky, in the Louisville area, do you get a book that includes the founder of Notre Dame, Catholic nuns, 200 stolen air conditioners, crooked teamsters, crooked lawyers, crooked cops, crooked feds, prohibition, moonshiners, and what's the other one? Oh, illegal nightclubs and casinos, all within the first couple of chapters. If that doesn't make you look different at the map when you drive through Lebanon or Springfield or Central Kentucky and you go, really? All this happened here? Well, yeah. It should be, that book should be primary reading. The Bluegrass Conspiracy, if you want a recent history of politics and how things were so screwed up, if you about those eras, especially with law enforcement and investigations and the politics that come to play when certain people get in a jam, read the Bluegrass Conspiracy, because I'm telling you, it'll be an education, because you'll be like, really? We have militia training camps on the Kentucky River just outside of Lexington? Yep. Really? A guy jumped out of an airplane into downtown Nashville wearing 200 pounds of cocaine strapped to his body, wearing penny loafers? Yep. You're telling me a cargo plane full of marijuana was abandoned at Bowman Field for months before somebody finally decided to say, hey, let's go look at it? And they found, I mean, it was literally packed to the gulls. Yep. And the reason for all that is when the cocaine cowboys came into being, on one fueling, you can fly a mid-range propeller-driven cargo plane from Colombia and Venezuela to Kentucky. Kentucky is like an aircraft carrier for drug smugglers. Because once the DEA started closing down the borders and the Coast Guard started sealing off the ports, the easiest way was to fly under the radar, pop up, and land in Kentucky. And the Bluegrass Conspiracy lays it all out, where the money went, and how Lexington was floated. The entire horse industry floated for about 20 years on the profits of cocaine because they had no place to get rid of the money. So they dumped it in horses, and they dumped it at the track. Read the Bluegrass Conspiracy, I'm telling you. It's some good stuff. Okay, let's look at a few more local stories that people are babbling about. And I really honestly say babble because most of the mainstream media just regurgitates the same thing over and over and over. Let's see here. Kentucky Speedway. Oh. Wow, they're going to be using social media updates. Kentucky finally jumped into the social media venture. Woohoo! Rick Pitino is going to be getting an ESPY award. Good for him. And let's see, one more. Tomorrow, there's the Derby City Comic Con is tomorrow. So all you comic book fans and people who love your Marvel and Avengers and all that stuff, come on, let's see, it's going to be at the Kentucky Center. And while that news item pulls up, I can tell you the dates and times. The Derby City Comic Con, it's going to be with an auction to benefit Cosair's Children's Hospital. I'm looking for the featured guest because it's a one day. Oh, wow. They're going to have some Kickstarter stuff. You're also going to be doing a Kickstarter event for Gamers versus Zombies. That should be interesting. And like I said before, Ed Hart finally got funding for his Kentucky Kingdom to reopen. The guy just loves Kentucky Kingdom. Don't know why he sold it in the first place. I'm glad the state finally caved, because that would just be something, just a horrible black hole to have right next to the State Fair and Convention Center, especially with the State Fair running at a deficit. And Brown-Forman is planning a $36 million expansion for its Woodford Reserve distillery. Wow. That's huge. Woodford Reserve's probably the best whiskey I've had in a long time. I grew up a Maker's fan, but ever since Woodford Reserve came out, that's been about all I drink. Now let me go ahead and select a song, and hold on, got to pay the bills. So we'll be right back. We'll hear some more Eagles, and then we'll talk national news.
Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springson of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
Attack!
trying to get over it. Hey, speaking of getting over it, there's one thing I forgot to mention early on. The Louisville pedestrian bridge, our big four pedestrian bridge, has finally hit the big scene. We had a flash mob, and there's a YouTube video. It's actually hilarious, and it's quite cute, and it's about this insanely large flash mob that we had up on the bridge. And this is another thing about this town that just drives me absolutely bonkers, is we had this flash mob, or correction, we've got this bridge. It's about a mile long. It's huge. It used to hold traffic. Now it holds pedestrians 24/7. Hundreds of pedestrians, thousands of people a day are walking across the Ohio River. And this has to be, if somebody does a Guinness Book of World Records, the biggest, longest, truly pedestrian bridge in Kentucky. Or in the United States at a minimum. Maybe in the entire world. I mean, it's an old railroad bridge converted to pedestrian traffic, pure pedestrian traffic, just to get across the river. And do we brag about it? Nope. Do we say anything about it? No. We just kind of build it, throw a ramp up, and that's it. Do I see any promotions of it? Is there any construction going on around it? No. Are we expanding parking lots to support it, you know, the riverfront, waterfront park around it in the area? No. You know, we have artists up there drawing, you know, painting pictures. We have photographers taking some of the most beautiful pictures I've seen ever in our entire, you know, of the Louisville skyline. It's a great place to look at the sun come up and the sunset. Any city commercials, public service announcements, anything. Nope, because we're such a droll, flat, blah, humdrum city. Folks, wake up, because this thing's cool. I'm going to put the link to this in the chat room, and if I remember later, I'll throw it up at LouisvillePolitics.com, because, you know, this is the first time I've seen the city actually bragging, or members of the city after bragging about something that's completely and totally unique to Louisville. I mean, come on, get excited. You know, we live in a great place. The weather's mild. I don't care. Hold on one second. I don't care how much you hate the weather or how bad your sinuses get in the summer with the Louisville funk. I don't care how depressed you get when the weather's glum and gloomy outside, you know, in the wintertime in January and February. We're smack dab in the middle of the country. The weather never gets too terribly severe. Yeah, we have a tornado every once in a while. And yeah, we get 18 to 30 inches of snow occasionally, you know, like once every 10 or 15 years. But we don't have those violent extremes of weather. We've got, you know, we're 8 hours any direction from any coast on this part. Anything, you know, between here and the Mississippi River from Canada all the way down to Florida is an 8-hour drive from where we are. Don't even have to get on an airplane to get there, to go to another country, to you know, go to Canada for the day. Dude, whatever. It's here. We're smack dab in the middle. You know, you don't have to fly. Unless you want to go to L.A. or Vegas or San Francisco, the West Coast. If everything on the east coast of the country, you want to go to the Gettysburg thing next week for the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg, which is going to be huge, by the way. You can just get in the car, and 8 to 10 hours later, you're there. You know, this is a great place to live. We have nationally ranked basketball and football teams. You know, both UK, U of L. We have some great baseball with the bats. We've got soccer. We got, you name it, we've got everything you could possibly want in this city, except for I wish we had a professional football team. But, you know, the NFL never let that happen as long as the Bengals are in Cincinnati and we have the Colts. We're completely surrounded by football. But even if I wanted to go watch a football game, hour and a half to Indianapolis, hour and a half to Cincinnati, 2.5 hours to Nashville. You know, I can get to the Carolinas relatively quickly. Whatever. If I want to go skiing in the wintertime, I just jump in the car 1 hour north, I'm skiing. You know, if I want to go to the beach in the wintertime, 8 to 11 hours, depending on where you want to go in Florida, you're there. You know, if I want to get on a cruise and, you know, take my chances with fire and, you know, death on a cruise boat, I can do it. I don't have to do airfare. I just drive and park. You know, what's wrong with bragging about this city? And Sean Tillman, you know, the guy who put up that flash mob video, good job. I'm just kind of embarrassed that the many, many people on the bridge didn't jump in on the flash mob because it looked kind of fun. And at the end of it, somebody got engaged, so that was pretty cool. But that was my rant for Louisville's blahness. And to be perfectly honest, it just doesn't apply to the people. Nobody very rarely in this town gets excited about anything. The last person to get excited was Jerry Abramson when he was mayor for life pre-merger. Ever since then, everybody's been blah. It's like we're embarrassed, or we're like, well, you know, we're middle of the road and we kind of like it that way, or we're this or we're that. Come on, folks. Wake up. I think that's probably one of the things I've complained about my whole entire life about Louisville. It's just everybody is just so blah. But anyway, Ed wanted me to remind you folks that if you had story ideas or if you wanted to get a hold of him, you can reach Ed and you can come up with show ideas or tips or whatnot at myviewmatters@aol.com. That's Ed's email address. You can visit the website, louisvillepolitics.com. You can subscribe to the email newsletter anytime an article is posted, or you can get a weekly update. That's all free. We don't care. Also, going back to Ed talks about the RSS feed all the time. You can sign up for the RSS feed, any reader you've got, Feedly, Reader, Google Reader. Well, that's being shut down, but I personally use Feedly. It's great. You can follow the Twitter account. All that stuff's right there. Primarily, it's about political discussion, the future of the city, you name it. And speaking of the future of the city, a lot of people ask me where I get my information from. Well, you know, Albert Einstein said, I forget the exact quote, but basically, intelligence is knowing where to look for information. Well, I know where to look. Now, if you want to know anything about public infrastructure in this city, you have to go to KIPDA, the Kentucky Indiana Regional Development. I forget the exact name of it, but there's a link off of LouisvillePolitics.com. It's a huge document. It's a Cornerstone 2020 document, and it constantly gets updated. But if you have a project that you want, anything from us, you know, you need a sidewalk put in your neighborhood, all the way up to the bridges we're blasting under the prehistoric moss in Prospect, it's got to be listed there. If it's not listed in that document, guess what? It's not getting funding or approval, and it will never happen. Now, if you've got political muscle, well, then, you know, maybe you can get it added and pushed up to the front. But until you see a project, a public works project in that document, it's not happening. So that's why, you know, I listen to the news and I hear about something and I kind of scan and I go, I don't see it. It's not even worth paying attention to until it shows up in the KIPDA document. So that's where the vast majority of my information on that kind of stuff comes from. Because if it's not there, it's not there. It's like we've known we were going to get this pedestrian bridge for years. It just took them a while to raise the money, but the instant they raised the money, guess what? We had a bridge. I mean, that's how things roll, folks, and you got to pay attention. All right, now I'm getting a message about an article. Well, hold on here. And it's about the Louisville Crashers. Now, the Louisville Crashers, this article is over at Louisville.com. It's a sister site. Louisville.com's sponsored pretty much by the Chamber of Commerce, a.k.a. GLI. But the Crashers have released their debut album, and apparently they're a local band. They've been together for 5 years, and on July 2nd, they're going to be able to purchase the album at Mom's Music Stores, one of the last few remaining actual record stores where you can go in and listen to the music and do the things we used to do when I was a kid at the old Ear Ecstasy stores, which is actually go in, you know, hey, man, can you put this vinyl on the record player for me so I can hear a track or two other than, you know, the song that's on the top 10? And they'd let you do it, and then you could buy the album. You know, going and buying music was a thing because, you know, just not that one song, because nothing sucked worse than buying, you know, the latest Sean Cassidy album for that one song that was on the radio and the rest of it sucked, which is pretty much all Sean Cassidy music. But, you know, you go to Mom's, it's a great, great place. But you can get the CD starting the 2nd at Mom's or on iTunes. Or also, you can purchase it. They're going to have the album available at their show on July 3rd at the New Albany Amphitheater. So if you don't have anything planned, July 3rd at the New Albany Riverfront Amphitheater, that's where they're going to have their show at 8:30 p.m. And if you have never been to the New Albany Riverfront Amphitheater, it's cool. I think New Albany shamed Louisville into doing something with its waterfront after they built theirs, because pretty much my whole life that amphitheater's been there, and it's been cool, and there's always something going on there. And, you know, we had squat. What did we have? We had a scrapyard. We had a scrapyard and two tow barges on our riverfront, and it only took, you know, a whole bunch of years to finally get together on that. Also, on July 12th through 14th, we're going to have the Louisville Forecastle event. And the Forecastle Festival, it's that river, you know, it's the celebration of the river, folks. We're going to celebrate the city, music, and bourbon. Now, what all else do we need? You know, at the Forecastle late night shows, it's all down on the river. We got the Black Keys, the String Cheese, Robert Plant. Hold on here. Let me go back. Robert Plant and the Space Shifters, the Flaming Lips, Alabama Shakes, Jim James, and many, many more at the Louisville Forecastle Festival. So I think that's going to be pretty awesome. It's on my list. It looks fun. Now, all somebody from the Forecastle Festival has to do is send me some free tickets. I'm not pimping or anything. Once again, let's see, I am not, we have a bunch of callers online here. Let's see, 1, 2, 6 callers that have something they want to say. And I hate to say it, folks, but this is live and on the air, and I can only, I'm pretty good, and by the time Dale comes back, I'll be a pro at this, but to be perfectly honest, there's just way too many buttons here, and way too many switches, and I've bleeped off already, and this is, it, yeah, I'm going to have to, like, go wash Ed's dishes and change the oil on his car for just a horrible start I had, because he bet me. I said, oh, no, man, I got it. You can take the night off. I don't need a producer. You show me how to do this once. I think I need a producer. What do you think? All right. Oh, according to the official show notes and show log, it's time to actually pay some bills. And throw up Ad Stoppers one more time, and then a personal favorite song of mine, then we'll be coming back to wrap up the show for today. And once again, to all the folks in the queue, I'm sorry, I'm going to shut that down, because I'm afraid if I hit the wrong button, I'll kill the entire show. And then there'll be 12 minutes of dead air. So we'll be back shortly.
Oh, being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springson of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
Okay, folks, we're back here to wrap it up here on My View Matters Radio, and hopefully, and I know I'm doing a horrible job, but we'll get better. And as I get more coffee into me at the end of a long day, and get used to working with octopus arms here, trying to do 8 things at one time with 2 feeble human arms. That there's one reason radio producers make money, and that's because they're worth it. Because this, folks, this is a lot of buttons to push. A lot of knobs, a lot of lights. I've already had to call while we were in music 3 or 4 times trying to figure out how to do things that I thought I knew how to do. I thought everything was queued up and ready to go. This stuff is hard. And in order for Ed to pull this off every night, he needs money. And the only way Ed's going to get money is if you visit LouisvillePolitics.com. You click on some ads. You don't have to buy anything. Just go to LouisvillePolitics.com. That's how you vote for the show. You like it, you Facebook it, you let people know, you click on the ads so it can prove to the advertisers that people are actually listening to the shows. So we can make just a few bucks to keep the wheels on and the tank full of gas and Louisville, you know, waking up. I've been looking for that song, and hopefully, you know, somebody can shoot me a copy on email, you know, and just shoot it to Ed's email. You know, the old Look What You Can Do Louisville. I've found a version of it on YouTube that's absolutely atrocious. The sound quality is horrible. If somebody's got an old CD from the 80s laying around that has that on there, I'd love to be able to put it on this show and make it the theme song for my bit, my short installment here on My View Matters Radio. But like I said, visit LouisvillePolitics.com, click on some ads, send us some show ideas or some tips at MyViewMatters@AOL.com, and most importantly, read, you know, go to the site, click on Cornbread Mafia, read that, buy a copy of The Bluegrass Conspiracy, because next week we're going to have some homework assignments, you know, we'll talk about them some more. I've got a whole shelf full of books about Louisville that I bet you didn't even know existed, because nobody pays attention to this stuff, and when you go into bookstores, they're hidden in the back corner under the Kentucky section, and they'll have, like, the Encyclopedia of Louisville, but there's a lot of stuff out there, and there's a lot of local authors. And one last news item for this week, tomorrow night at the Louisville Palace at 7 p.m., it's the Kentucky Pro Football Hall of Fame. We'll be having their 2013 inductees. There's going to be Lander McCoy, Coy Bacon, Chad Brodsky, Irv Good, Roman Oben, and Otis Wilson. They're going to be honored. The Blanton Collier Award will be presented to the Harbaugh family, the current reigning first family of professional football. That includes Jack Harbaugh, the NCAA champion when he was head coach at Western Kentucky, the first national football championship for the state of Kentucky. And his 2 sons, you might have heard about these guys. I don't know. It's John and Jim Harbaugh. One's won a Super Bowl, and the other's gonna eventually, sooner or later, unless Pete Carroll at Seattle has his way. They'll be inducted into the Kentucky Pro Football Hall of Fame. Tickets are $35, and the proceeds go to a good cause. So go there, get your autographs, get your swag, get your gear, and tell them you heard about it here. And we'll see you all next week. Come back here anytime, and we'll see you later.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.